Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hub Walker. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorel. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Weaver. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Jim Weaver. And now, play ball. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone, who is chasing the ball. Byrd reaches third base with a triple. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive towards third. Owen catches it and steps on third to double up Byrd. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive towards first. Gehrig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Alexander. Gehrig moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Gehrig scores. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 1, Yankees, 1. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. One out. It's 2-1, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari strikes out. Two outs. Jim Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman, who is chasing the ball. Hayworth reaches third base with a triple. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel strikes out. One out. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a fly ball towards left. Chapman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Chapman. Alexander moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alexander scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Tigers, 2, Yankees, 2. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Larry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer catches it and throws to first to double up Chapman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorel hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell juggles the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Weaver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari misplays the ball. That's an error on Lazzari. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weaver fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bird hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Bird reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Sorel fields it and throws to first for the out. Bird moves to third. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Bird scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehrig. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Gehrig steals second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sorel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weaver fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Larry steals second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorel fields it and has Larry trapped. There's the throw to Owen who throws to Koenig, who tags Larry for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Dickey goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Yankees. Jim Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lazzari. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Lazzari steals third. Jim Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0-for-2 in the game. Weaver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to home to get Lazzari. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Bird hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weaver moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and throws to Weaver covering. Safe. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. Stone strikes out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ruth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ruth moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman bunts and there's an error on the play. Ruth moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruth scores. Gehrig scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 6-2, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Yankees. Jim Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0 for 3 in the game. Weaver is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Combs now playing center field. Samuel Byrd now playing right field. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Koenig hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 3 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Koenig moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hayworth strikes out. One out. Marty McManus pinch hits for Vic Sorrell. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Johnson scores. Koenig moves to third. Owen moves to second. It's 7-3, Yankees. Ed Wells now pitching. George Uhel pinch hits for Hub Walker. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Koenig scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Yankees. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Tigers, 7. Yankees, 7. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 4 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Pipker is now pitching. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari misplays the ball. That's an error on Lazzari. Stone moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Frank Daljak now playing center field. Tommy Bridges now pitching. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Bird hits a fly ball into center field. Daljak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stone throws the ball into Koenig, who tags Sewell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to third for the out. Chapman moves to second. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Owen applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras bunts towards first. Alexander fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Alexander. Lazzari moves to third. Pipgras moves to second. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook pinch runs for Tony Lazzari. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.